finding joy. I know that it's hard to find joy sometimes in this world that we live in. We watch the news, and I know that's a repeating message that I talk about, but it really is. When we look at the things going on in the world today, it's really hard to find joy. And I know that we, you know, I talked in my little prayer here a few minutes ago about, you know, as this world waxes worse, the Scripture tells us that in the last days, the world will wax worse. It will continue to get worse. And, you know, it seems like evil is prevailing. And, you know, I look at the early church and I see how they, you know, after the day of Pentecost and how things were just seemed to be going really well for them. And they were growing in numbers, in large numbers, and they elected deacons. And so then all of a sudden persecution came on them and they got scattered. And I think that those things I see happening in the world today are just highlighting what we know, because the Scripture tells us that. So finding joy this morning, we have to focus on the Scripture, because the joy doesn't come from this world. Joy doesn't come from watching the news, whether it's Fox News or whatever you decide to watch, CNN, whatever. That it's just a bunch of garbage that will not bring joy to your life. And yes, it's good to be informed. Paul says, I would want you to be informed, brothers. Don't be uninformed. But he was referring to the Scriptures, not to what was going on in the world around him. Because at that time, the world in their area was pretty rough, especially against the Christians, or the followers of the way, is what they were referred to then. It was not easy for them. And I think about how spoiled and how we have become so, I don't even know what the correct word is there. We don't understand what persecution is. But I think we're going to see soon. Why do I say that? Because the Scripture tells us that. It's something that we need to tell everyone that we know and warn them. But yet we need to show the joy that we have in our life. It's not all doom and gloom. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because we know by what the Scripture tells us that there's going to be a perilous times coming. It's not going to be easy. But we can find joy through all that, and we can show everyone else around us where they can find that joy. And that joy comes from the one and only Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the one who came as a baby, and the one who walked this earth and chose His 12 disciples and then was crucified and paid the penalty for the sins that we deserved, that penalty. But then He rose right on the third day, proved Himself to be the Son of God, and now He sits on the throne. Amen? That's something to get excited about. That's where our joy, that's where our hope is. And today, that's where our joy comes from. No matter what goes on in this world, our joy comes from one place. It's not the things of this world, I'll tell you that. Because you'll never find joy and peace and love in this world. You'll never find it. You'll be living an unsatisfied life. Some of you know what I'm talking about because you've lived that life before. Never satisfied. And that's a human tendency. And the Scripture says, but the angels, and we talked about this on Wednesday night, and I talked about the crazy story. This crazy story about what the angels saw. This is kind of a continuation of that. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. You find great joy today? Do you find great joy today? And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those of whom His favor rests. I don't know about you, but those words bring me joy, and inside of me, my spirit jumps with joy. Can you see the joy? You guys are just not getting it this morning, are you? You know what? Our personalities are all different, aren't they? And some of us like to get excited and raise our hands and... I mean, and that's great, because I think we ought to praise God with everything that we have. I think it's good to clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Amen. It's not bad, let me tell you. Some of us, it's a little out of character for us. So we know when it happens, we know, hey, Holy Spirit's gotten a hold of you. Sometimes the joy is so overwhelming on the inside, sometimes it doesn't show on the outside, but what I'm trying to say is this world needs to see that in us. As Christian followers of Christ, this world needs to see joy from a different perspective. They don't need to see the news and all the bad stuff going around, but they need to see the joy that we have when all that stuff is going around in our lives. Does that make sense to you this morning? The thought that of God wanting to come and wanting to be a part of my life gives me great joy. Amen? It gives me great hope, and it gives me a great future. And you know, when you think about those shepherds who were out in the field, and what they heard and what they saw was amazing. I mean, can you imagine seeing the heavens open up and a whole host of heavenly beings singing? I mean, that right there would be a joyous occasion, right? I think if that happened in our church, that'd be something, wouldn't it? But you know what they did? They went and told. They said they wanted to go see. They had to go and tell everybody what they had saw. Now I think about when I got saved, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to tell everybody about what I had just experienced. Amen? But guess what? We need to continue doing that. We need to continue doing that. And I mean, remembering what God had done for us. Those shepherds who had heard that, Mary even, treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And I want that kind of joy. I desire that kind of joy. This world is looking for happiness all the time. Everybody wants to be happy. If I could just be happy for a moment, everything would be okay. But not many people are looking for joy. Not many people are looking in the right place. Maybe we need to change that. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe we need to be the ones to change that. Maybe we need to bring joy to this community where there is no joy. Maybe we need to bring joy to our neighbor when they don't have joy. Maybe we need to be the light unto the path and to show people the joy they can only experience with being in a relationship with Jesus Christ. What is the joy of the Lord? Do you know? Do you know what is the joy of the Lord? Nobody? Can I get a taker this morning? I know. Amen. It's my salvation. He is my strength. He's my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Teddy knows. The joy of the Lord is the gladness of my heart that comes from knowing God and abiding in Christ and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Jesus was born, the angels announced this proclamation of joy. Good tidings of great joy. Jesus brings joy. Is Jesus bringing joy to your life today? Is that your proclamation that Jesus is bringing joy to your life? Even Mary's cousin Elizabeth, John, even when he was in the womb, leaped for joy. Isn't that amazing? Being in the right relationship with God will cause us, at the name of Jesus, to begin praising God. Hear me this morning. When we come together and we gather together, when we mention the name of Jesus, it should bring joy to us. When we sing songs of praises, it should mean something because we're singing praises of joy to the Savior in heaven. It's more than just a gathering. It's a unified agreement that we come together in one accord, praising our Lord and Savior for what He did for us in our life. Amen?
Amen.
It should be something we shout about. It should be something we proclaim. This world needs that. This world needs to hear. They need to experience God because they've been hearing for 2,000 years. But people need to experience God. Amen.
Amen.
The Christmas season ought to bring joy to us, and Christmas is all about Jesus. And it's not about circumstances, and it's not whether we can afford gifts or we don't have gifts or we don't have an exchange or... You know, the wise men, they brought gifts, but we bring ourselves to the Savior. Amen? That's the greatest gift. He expresses great joy in a life that's surrendered to Him. It cannot be snatched away from you. Hear that. It can't be snatched away by circumstances. It cannot be stolen. Because of the supernatural joy of the Lord, it cannot be. We have an inheritance that was given by our Heavenly Father that will not perish or get broken. It won't get lost or become outdated. It is a gift that keeps on giving. Amen. Reminds me of the Timex commercial. You remember that commercial? Strapped a Timex to everything. A boat. Takes a licking but keeps on ticking. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, forgiveness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and the hardest one of all, self-control. Especially around Christmas time when you sit down at the table.
Amen.
Thanksgiving. If we have His Spirit, we have everything that we need, and it will bring a joy that is unspeakable and full of His glory, as we sang. I love that song. It's joy unspeakable. It's hard to explain, isn't it? And full of His glory. You know, the disciples of Jesus, years after His birth, years after walking with Him, found joy even in being arrested. They found joy even when they were beaten. They found joy even when they were bad-mouthed and forsaken by many. They returned home in the Scriptures. And this is what the Scripture says, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus. Man, such powerful words to us. Yet we get our bubble popped when somebody offends us. You ever get offended? I've been offended before. But it's when I don't worry about the offense and I start looking at Jesus, fixes everything, I realize the joy of the Lord distinguishes who I am as a follower and a believer in Jesus Christ. Amen? That joy and that hope that we have that I talked about last week, that's what separates us from everyone else. We don't let the devil steal that away. We don't let circumstances take it away. And we can find joy in the midst of trials and tribulation in our life. We come back to this fact that Jesus has promised. He promises us joy and gladness of heart. And that only comes from knowing Him and trusting Him. We find joy with Christ abiding in us and being filled with His Holy Spirit. And that will give us everything that we need in times of trials and tribulation. The shepherd said, "Let's go see the thing that has happened." That's an invitation to the shepherds and to us that we must go and seek out Christ. Every day. Every day. It's not that I found Him when I was 12 and that was it. You seek Him every day. Amen?
Amen.
Delight yourselves in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because as you seek Him, His desires become your desires. Amen?
Amen?
I want these Scriptures this morning to sink in into your spirit. Psalms 30, verse 5 says, "For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." Isn't that a wonderful Scripture? Hebrews 12, 2, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Again, I say, as this world continues to wax worse and you see and you hear the things. Let me tell you, you watch the news every day and you'll see people who do not like Christians. They may not say it directly, but they don't like the way of life that we live and the one that we desire to live. They want to destroy that. Isaiah 55, 12 says, "You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." How do we find joy? How do we find it? How do we find God's precious joy this morning? First thing, we need to understand that the joy of the world gives is not the same as the joy the Spirit gives. We must be seeking the Holy Spirit. Worldly joy or happiness comes and goes. It isn't something you can cling to. It's something that you can lose. Especially when you lose a loved one, or the loss of a job, or your health. The Spirit's joy, on the other hand, can stay with you for the long journey. And for the believer, the fruit of the Spirit, including joy, is like a bottomless resource, and there's always an abundant supply. Even when it's dark and when it's sad and when our health fails us and we are grieving or mourning and life overwhelms you, let me tell you, God's joy is there. The second is understanding that God's joy cannot be taken away from you. You might think you're empty. You might think you're far from God. You might think that God is not listening. And let me tell you, there's times in your life where you'll feel that God is far from you. But let me tell you, God is there. Amen. He is there. Job had that feeling too. Job said, I looked as far to the east and I looked as far to the west and I looked everywhere and I did not feel God. But I know it's better than gold. He knew. We don't go by feelings, folks. Sometimes we want to feel. We all have feelings. You may feel it has been snatched from you, but it's not. As believers, we are promised that the constant presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. We are promised His joy, and just as our salvation is assured through Jesus' one-time sacrifice for all, Jesus' words in John 15:11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Acts 13:52, another example, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. It brought them into His house and set a meal before them, and He was filled with joy because He had come to believe in God, and His whole family was saved. Third, we need to stop whining and grab onto God's joy. Man, we can whine about some stuff, can't we? We're good at it. I'm a big whiner. Leanne agrees. I mean, we can whine about a lot of things. And we have to be careful with that because it can be one of those things that kind of takes the joy out of our life. I know you guys don't whine like I do, so. Just like salvation, joy is a free and perfect gift from Him. And we must reach out and accept that gift and choose joy. Choose joy over bitterness. Choose joy over anger. And choose joy over the sorrow. And make a decision to choose joy every day. Amen? No matter what you're up against, choose joy. Look to the Scripture. The Bible tells us out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. 2 Corinthians 8:2-3. It's Paul talking about what the church did for him. You became imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of severe suffering. You welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. It wasn't about circumstances. It wasn't about feelings. It was about the joy that only comes from the Spirit of God. 1 Thessalonians 1:6, be joyful always. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, you sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourself had better and lasting possessions. Wow. Can we have that kind of joy? Can we have that kind of relationship with Christ Almighty that no matter what happens in our life? And as I talked earlier about the world waxing worse, the church then, they had things taken away from them just because they were Christians. What would it be like today? Think about that. What would it be like today if our government said, hey, guess what? We're going to take your church houses away from you. You can't come. You can't assemble anymore. If you're a Christian, we're going to take your house away from you because it's not how we're not going to let you be that way. That's what they did in the early church to the Christians. What would it be like today in our society? What would it be like? Would it change who you are? Would it change your relationship with Jesus? Would you still have joy? Would you still have hope? That's what this world needs to see in God's people. No matter what goes on in our life, no matter what happens to us, this world needs to see that we, no matter what, there is joy in our heart. No matter what, we have hope. No matter what. Amen. Amen. This morning, my prayer is that Jesus restores your joy in your life. If you don't feel so joyous this Christmas season, if you're just not feeling the joy this morning, I pray that God restores that joy to your heart. If you need it this morning, let me tell you, just grab onto it because He will grant it to you, and all you have to do is just reach out and take it. Amen. Amen. If you need it this morning, just grab onto it, and if you're being blessed by God greatly, then share that. Amen. Share the joy that you have. Be a blessing to someone by the relationship that you have with God. As He's blessing you and He's giving you that joy, then share that joy with everyone that He puts in your path. We can be negative. We can find all kinds of things to be negative and disgruntled about. Let me tell you, there's a list that we don't have enough paper. But it's not about that. The greatest joy of all is our salvation and our relationship with the Almighty God. And everything else is temporary, whether it is good or bad. Everything is temporary in this world that we live in. If it's here, it's temporary, so we must keep focus on what is not temporary. Amen? Amen. And that's where we put our hope. That's where our joy comes from. It is not what is here. Amen? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You again, Lord, for Your Word. Lord, help us restore the joy, Lord, that we need. Lord, we need you. Lord, help us show the world and in this community around us that they can have joy as we have joy. The joy that only comes from you. Lord, I pray if anyone here this morning needs to come and pray, they just step out right now. They just step out and find that joy. Because Jesus paid it all. And all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, and He washed it white as snow. Amen.